Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Dr. Gary Dull, one of the co-hosts of this program, who has been away for a couple of weeks. And part of that time he spent in the country of Kenya ministering to over 700 Kenyan pastors. And even as I say that, having been there in the country of Kenya, knowing the heart of these men, it is beyond stirring. And friends, if you can ever make a trip or have ever made a trip or would ever make a trip to this area of the world and see the limited resources by comparison to what we have here in the United States that these men have, and yet the almost insatiable hunger that they have for the truth. And Gary, I will remember, and I know you'll remember, when you and I and another pastor made the first trip to do the conference a number of years ago there in Kenya, how if we left out or as we were speaking, they missed a word to fill in their notes, they would come up afterwards and say, what was this word? And I remember asking them, why are you so meticulous about having the exact word? And the men said, because we're going to go back to our churches and we're going to teach this material to our people. And so, Gary, the hunger is amazing that's there for the word of God and for the truth. I'd love for you to talk very briefly, because I want to get into their opinion of our president, because I found what you shared with me over the weekend with respect to that to be absolutely amazing. But talk a little bit about what you sensed with respect to the spiritual climate in the country of Kenya.
Well, first of all, I will say, David, that it still is a dark continent as it relates to the spiritual condition, because there's a lot of false teaching there. Almost every false doctrine, cultism that you can think of is there. And of course, they still have the witch doctors and the occult is very, very strong. But having said that, there are also many who are coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many pastors who are there in the land want to see a revival. They're praying for a revival, a spiritual revival in Kenya, just like many of us are praying for a spiritual revival here in the United States of America. So the dedication of the believers is great. The thing of it is, though, Dave, is that a lot of the pastors don't have much more than a Sunday school education, and many of them don't even have good Bibles or good resources. Yes, they do have computers that they can use, but, you know, even that is limited to a great degree. And so the spiritual condition of many is great. That is, those who love the Lord, they want to learn more about Christ. They want to see the church become stronger. Pastors want to see their churches grow, but there's great opposition, not only from Islam, but from almost every other cult and ism that's out there. And you can imagine that, as it's really stooped in the tradition of the African continent.